You are tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories at the University of British Columbia in Canada. My name is Andy Resto. This show's on every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and it's called Muzak for the Observant. I'm going to be your host this week, and this week we have a special guest on the show, a new project of local drummer and improviser Ben Brown, a new duo he has with a woman, Italian woman named Maria Luisa Caperso, which I need to be corrected on that pronunciation. And they have a project called Pinkno Hana. Again, going to have to be straightened out on the pronunciations once we get them in the studio here. They are setting up and getting ready to play live for us here at CITR. To open the show this week, I'm going to go ahead and play a song from a duo, Yusef and Erica, who Pinkno Hana are going to be playing with this Thursday, June 29th, as part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival at Ironworks. The duo I'm about to play now is a Swedish duo, Yusef Kallerdahl and Erica Engel. And they have a song called Shortcuts. Sorry, a song called There's No Running Without Leaving off of a project called Shortcuts and Highways. So we're going to listen to that to start off the show this week. And then on the other side of it, we'll hear a live set from Ben Brown and Maria Luisa, their project Pinkno Hana. So stay tuned. This is Muzak for the Observant here on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. That was Yusuf and Erica with the song There's No Running Without Leaving off of a record called Shortcuts Highways. And they're going to be, that's a duo, that's a Swedish duo that's going to be playing this Thursday, June 29th at Ironworks as part of the Vancouver Jazz Festival, along with another duo called Pink No Hannah, who are in the studio right now and ready to play a live set for us. Duo of Ben Brown and Maria Luisa Capurso from Italy. And so the next thing you're going to hear here on Muzak for the Observant on CHR 101.9 FM is a live set from those two. And then on the other side, we'll get them in the studio here and have a little chat. So stay tuned. This should be wonderful.
She's left you alone on a big garden umbrella. Three women crossing the street with a northern scarf on their head. One little boy. Three fishes left you alone with a big garden umbrella. Three women crossing the street with a northern scarf on their head. One little boy. Ha 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 ha
Pink Nohana here, you already know. And Pink Nohana, it's a vision. We have, we are contemplating the blooming of a cherry tree in the middle of this room. And the first song we played, it's called Aquatic March. When me and Ben met 2 years ago in Berlin, we started our collaboration and we were playing only improvised music, only instant compositions. But last February, we met already in Berlin and we decided that we wanted to compose some songs. And so we spent 1 week in a gallery in Berlin called Grunthaler 9. And we were there just living in this gallery for 6 hours per day and trying to be inspired, get inspired from the space and the people who were coming and to visit us, and they were telling us their stories, and we asked them to leave some words and stories on the walls, and so we composed our lyrics and songs just by getting inspired from the place. And the first song is called Aquatic March, and the next song, it's a Crying Room.
Thank you.
Where we are, sometimes we go to the desert. Every time we play our songs, we like the idea of going maybe to Saturn, to the desert, in this place, and this song we just played, it's called Crying Room, and we composed it just here in Vancouver 1 week ago. And we want to play for you maybe a last song, and then we will talk about our stories. Ben, what shall we play? Pink Nohana, yes. We will play for you Pink Nohana, which gives the name to our bloom. Afternoons suspended in a virgin light, flowers floating turns upside down. Of the world, a boat is waiting at the sunset. We believe it's our last call before the world of upside down.
That was Pink No Hana. I'm going to be corrected on that. Here live at CITR 101.9 FM on Muzak for the Observant. On the other side of these messages, we're going to be joined by Ben and Maria Luisa.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here. God. Ugh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Ugh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Isn't there anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at CITR.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
Tune in to African Rhythms every Friday from 7:30 to 9 o'clock with your host, David Love Jones, as he plays a heavyweight selection of classics from the past, present, and future. This includes jazz, soul, hip-hop, Afro-Latin, funk, and eclectic Brazilian rhythms.
Lots of people, they take it like a game.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Hey there. This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@CITR.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
still tuned in to Muzak, the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia. If you've been tuned in, you heard a live set this afternoon from Italian-Canadian duo Pinknohana. Is that close enough?
Pinknohana.
Pinknohana. Okay. I'm going to mess it up a bit, I'm sure, as we go throughout the episode. And now joined in the studio to chat with them. Do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Ben from Pinknohana.
Hi, I'm Maria Luisa from Pinknohana.
We're Pinknohana.
Yeah, we are Pinknohana.
Thanks for having us, Andy.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being here. It's really a great set. Always interesting to see what might be happening. You've been here before with some other projects you've been a part of.
Yeah, last time I was here was with Lisa, and it occurred to me on the way here that the group before Pinknohana was with Lisa, the sewing machine.
Brushkin Soft.
Yeah, were called Brushkin Soft. And we played, I think, we played in Berlin and a gig in London. But yeah, this was a trio.
Mm-hmm.
So voice, drums, and a sewing machine player.
Right, yeah. Great. do you want to maybe describe for people who can't see it visually what it is that you two are doing and putting together for the songs?
Yes, we are this duo. Like, we are trying to make as simple as possible. We are trying to really to play. Like, the idea is to be a kind of an orchestra, but then we want to be simple, light, and nice. No, I'm joking. We just want to tell about our visions, our dreams, and stories. And we try to do it with as less as possible, like with less instrument as possible, because the idea is to travel around the world. Yeah. I mean, this could be very good for our music, because we play, these are, like, we have some compositions, but every time we play these compositions, they change a lot. We stretch them and we see where they can go. And so every time, actually, in the last days, we were playing in islands, in beautiful places, actually, because for me, it's the first time here in Canada. And Ben wanted me to see all this beautiful place. And I can see that the song are changing mm-hmm. every time. Like yesterday, I mean, actually from Salt Spring last week, we went to Salt Spring and our music changed completely. I was feeling so full of energy, because this place was just beautiful.
Yeah.
And so I could see that our songs have had another light. And so the idea is to take as much as possible from outside and mm-hmm. just to bring it in the songs.
Yeah.
And then we can give it back to who is listening and to us.
Great.
And so, yeah, we just, we have voice. I have some electronic pedals, some bands, bells, and Ben has a snare drum and sticks and straw and fan. Mm-hmm. Chinese fan. Yeah.
Esoterica.
Yeah. We like the idea of building a poetic vision there in our place.
So what was the unique environmental inspiration being here in this mall kind of food court? Was there anything particular that came?
The curry was pretty good.
Yeah.
The
curry. So it was a spicy.
Word to the wise.
Yeah.
Get the chickpea curry.
Yeah. Okay.
It was, yeah. You didn't have, I
didn't have any chance to see
you.
The space, but I'm like here, like with, like through these windows, I can just see this food. I felt that there were some, how to call it, astronav. Do you have astronav in English? No.
AstroTurf?
Astro, like this kind of UFO. How do you call this?
Oofa.
Oh my god. These things, interstellar.
oh, are you talking about the thing that's hanging up there?
It looks like a boat, but that a space boat. Yeah, I don't know in
English. That's the nest in the nest. This building's called the nest, and then that thing is the nest.
I felt like we were so just floating
like a
in
pod,
the space.
Like a space pod.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So actually, it was a perfect spot because I was feeling like, okay, we are just floating in the space here, and we are just in this ball, but we will be soon, maybe we will be in Pluto.
Great. That's a better answer than I was expecting. That and then chickpea curry. So it's all good. So you are also playing tomorrow night. You've been doing a few shows in Vancouver and BC, and then tomorrow night is part of the jazz festival.
Tomorrow afternoon, actually.
Afternoon? Okay.
At 5 p.m.
Oh, great. Okay. At Ironworks.
Yeah. Cool. We will be there with the two other great musicians from Sweden. Mm. We will have this chance to share with them. Mm-hmm. And I'm very looking forward to it because I don't know what will happen. Yeah. We will see.
It's free, so you can't possibly lose. Oh, yeah, the show's free and it's one of the most beautiful.
You have to come.
Yeah. It's one of the most beautiful venues, I think, in Vancouver.
Ironworks. Really nice.
And it's kind of only open one time a year. I mean, they don't do shows. So if you haven't been there, I totally recommend coming, even just to be in a beautiful space. There's not many places like this in Vancouver. And it's free, and we're going to both play a duo set, and then we're going to play it together as a quartet for the first time ever. Great. So I'm really excited.
And you will see for the first time cherry trees blooming in. at Ironworks. So
great. You mentioned that during the set. That's a conceptual piece for what you're doing all the time.
Actually, I like conceptual piece because I can see if you tell the audience where they are, like just if you give some input, some just little poems, and
it changes
then
their mindset when they're watching.
It changed, and then they share. Like a few concerts ago, I don't know when exactly, I don't remember, but some people told us that they loved this thing, and they wanted to share. Mm. Like we had an house concert, and the people wanted to share. Oh, I'm seeing this. Oh, thank you. I'm dreaming. And it was so good for us to get this back. Yeah. So I think people should dream more and should know that poetry is possible. You can have poetry in your daily life.
Mm-hmm. It's been a cathartic tour for, this is the cathartic tour, I think. We keep on changing the name of the tour. But I was told the first time at this house show that someone lost their ego during the set. Their ego dissolved. And also their anxiety was melted, you know. Like this person just shared this.
Yeah.
This so it's been
how do you receive that? Okay. Sure.
No, it was very strong, but then he told us that he took mushrooms.
That was the other part of it, okay. Also, your music made me dissolve my ego.
Yeah, I mean, we want to go to word nothingness.
The nothingness tour.
Yeah, the nothingness tour.
Yeah, that's good.
Great. Also, so in the background and before we came on air here, we were listening to one of your songs called Osmosis. Do you want to talk about maybe your personal practice a little bit? And what
I mean, the music you were listening to is part of my CDs, an album that I recorded with a French musician from Paris, Jean-Marc Foussa, and we played a duo. We always improvise. Like, actually, in the last 5 years, I'm only improvising. Like, this is, for me, a practice to go through myself. So I'm actually very inspired from my music because it gives me essential it's an experience for me and for my soul. So my practice is Like, I'm traveling. In the last 2 years, I've been traveling. I don't have a house. And it was fun because I said to Ben when I landed here in Canada, I said, I'm with a cloud, so I need to park my cloud somewhere. And it was fun because, we were making fun of this cloud, just parking it everywhere. And so this travel actually is very meaning, like very important to me, like just because I'm learning so much. Like, I mean, here it's so different. I've been traveling in the last 2 years in Europe, mm-hmm. and it's totally different.
Yeah,
and
right.
and I feel very free. Like, I feel totally free because I'm so far from my roots.
Yeah.
So I believe that this music, when you improvise and when you are open to everything, you really change yourself and you develop your personality. And so I'm really glad, and I want to say thanks to Ben Brown because he gave me this chance to be here and to see this place.
Prego.
Bella. I'm happy to play, to be an improviser. This is what I want to be, an improviser. I come from jazz. I have a jazz background. I studied jazz. Mm-hmm. And then I studied theater and dance. But I think that you can put everything together and travels, life, music, and the people you meet and the food you eat and the water, everything. And then you are there with your... with your luggage, mm-hmm. and so I'm here with my luggage.
Great. Yes.
And my
perfect. Thanks for coming by with all your luggage and playing here. It's really great to have you. Wrapping up. So one more time, there's the show at Ironworks tomorrow at 5. Are there any plans to have any sort of recordings online for people to check out of the group?
Right now, we have just a recording that we did. We did a nice live show at the UVic radio station. So there's that we posted. We have like a Pink Nohanna page on Facebook. So if you like what you hear, then you can check out the Pink Nohanna page on Facebook.
You can like our page, and then you will find everything.
Great.
Yeah.
And on SoundCloud, you can find this record. Actually, we want to record. After all the tour, we would like to record some music. And
cool.
I think we're going to record in Vancouver because then we maybe won't see each other in a little while. Yeah. It's a long-distance band, so you never know. And and her cloud is very unpredictable. So I don't know where it'll be parked after July 6th.
Yeah. Sure.
So we'll probably record, but you can just check us out on Pink Nohanna. But we waited until the end. I know you're a musician, a touring musician, so you know that sometimes you start with the album and then you tour it, and the songs are so much better by the end.
Right.
And then, so I think I'm pretty happy with
where
the music's just changed so much. And so I think it'd be nice to document that at the end. And we've been playing almost every night, so it's really amazing to watch it grow. And then, so hopefully something in the future for sure.
Cool.
Yeah, but for now, come see the live show.
Tomorrow at 5 p.m., Ironworks.
Ironworks, which is, I think, 235 Alexander Street, around there. okay, great. To close things out, I've got a song from another band of yours, Ben, called Cast. Mm-hmm. Do you have a recommendation of a track from the album, an album called For the Body's Sake? Any recommendation?
I need to look up my own songs here. Like, can we do Anybody Please?
Anybody, yes.
Yeah, thanks,
so
Andy.
So we will list the song Anybody by Cast to wrap things up here on Music for the Observant. Thanks again to Pink Nohanna for coming by.
Thank you so much,
Andy.
Good luck with the rest of the tour. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nothingness Tour, the cathartic Nothingness Tour. Up next is John Q with Cue It Up, as always. So stay tuned.
Ciao.
Call it.